manager of our Milwaukee Brewers, Pat Murphy.
Playing in, what was the temperature tonight? What was the lowest it got to?
40 now.
That's it? I thought you were going to drop a 36 on me or something, you know? It was 36 somewhere.
This is Brewers 360.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Pottawatomie Sportsbook and Ridgetop. And joining us live from Boston this morning is Brewers manager Pat Murphy. Morning, Murph.
Morning.
Man, I was cold for y'all watching the game. The winter coats and the hats were out. It was chilly.
There was, you know, for our guys to endure that. It was a long game, too, over 3 hours. So, yeah, I'm proud of our guys that they hung in there.
I was, I'm sure, as you were, as the skipper, a little bit concerned for a couple of guys. I mean, Brandon Woodruff, and there were some smaller pauses, and there are longer pauses in between the time that he's staying warm out there on the hill. You mentioned Christian Yelich post-game as a guy who's not as young as he used to be, and we want to make sure Yelly's 100%. When they're playing and it's 40 degrees, that is something that you have to think of.
Yeah, but they've been there before. That's the thing. Both of those guys have played in cold weather. They've been through it. I trust them. Yelly was dominant last night. I mean, as one player could be, having three hits and a walk and that momentum changer, that extra base he took at home plate. He's been terrific.
We were laughing about that.
Woody showed up fifth in the sixth inning. Woody stepping back out there, showing leadership, especially in an emotional game like that. That's what leaders do.
Speaking of the emotion, did you ever see the slide again? Did you watch Wilson Contreras' slide in the second base again after the game?
I did. It was a good slide. Good slide. Good fair slide. Unfortunately, Hamilton got hung around the base a little too long and got clipped. But it was a good hard slide.
I don't know if you heard, Murph. Maybe I'll play it for you. Wilson was asked about it after the game as well. Just let me just play for you what he said about that.
And they always say, I'm not trying to hit you. That get old. So next time they hit me again, I'm going to take one of them out. That's what happened. That's a message.
It's quite a message.
That is quite a message. So, I mean, it sounds like he wanted to come in hard. There's a difference between coming in hard and coming in dirty. And I'll let your comment stand as it were, but there's definitely a there in terms of things being spicy between your club and his.
It's part of the game, man. It's part of the game. And again, you know, those are things that what happens on the field takes care of itself. You know what I mean? And I'm not going to comment on Wilson's comments. I've competed against Wilson for a lot of years and respect him as a player and has great talent. And, you know, I'm thankful he helped raise his younger brother because his younger brother's a really good player.
Does that make things twitchy for like umpires or for a game today, knowing that, okay, there's a little bit of tension or at least what is perceived to be tension going into the next game? Does that change the approach where you have to even talk about, okay, careful going inside because umpires might give a quick warning or some, pull an ejection right away just to keep things calm?
Yeah, we handle that. I mean, we handle all that. So, this is all part of baseball. It's part of the game. It's a good part of the game, too. I mean, it's a lot to be learned from. So.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy with us.
Everybody's safe.
On this Tuesday morning, Murph, I wanted to just talk to you about how the offense has started this season. My math might be off by a run or two, but it's somewhere in the neighborhood of 60 runs scored here out of the gate, and we're not even to the second weekend. What's, I don't want to say different, but what's working, what's clicking for the guys at the plate?
Well, guys understand that we have a very young pitching staff and we're very vulnerable. I mean, and our fans that really follow it closely, they dissect it too. Like we've got Woodruff, who's been out there as a starting pitcher. Everybody else is under a year service. So we've got basically a bunch of rookies out there, give or take a few games. And it's difficult to operate and our own expectations are very high. And it's difficult to operate in this environment with so many young pitchers and with the injuries we've already had. So I'm proud of our guys. They've kind of understood like, hey guys, we got to step up. We got to play offense all nine because until Churio and Vaughn get back, until Priester and now Koenig, Rob Z, until those guys get back, we've got to hang together.
One of the things I love about baseball, Murph, is you play in all these different ballparks and no one is the same as another. And you certainly saw that out there in Boston at Classic Fenway. I mean, first of all, they got great fans. It's 40 degrees and it's packed and they're all there in their winter gear to see that game. But the dimensions of every ballpark occurs to me that you have a number of guys who maybe never even played there. It's new every time that you revisit a park you don't see every year.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I mean, it's a great part of what MLB does is allow you to play in all the parks in the two-year period, and it's just great. I mean, to play every team in MLB, it's the way it should be, and we've certainly got the time to do it over 6 months. And yeah, it's probably a headache for somebody putting it all together, but what a thrill to be able to, you know, here I am at my old age, and I love coming to Fenway and just taking it all in and thinking of history and, you know, it's thinking of the great players that played here. And I'm sure I saw our players out taking pictures and taking videos yesterday because they had never been here before. So really a lot of fun.
Did you bring them in to the left field there behind the Green Monster to show them some of the old signatures or anything like that?
Of course.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy with us on Brewers 360. Well, it's Brewers and Red Sox again tonight. 5:45 will be first pitch our time. Thanks so much, Murph.
Thank you, guys.
Good series. Good game yesterday.
And the Red Sox are bad, which is...
They're not supposed to be.
Kind of makes you smile a little bit.
The fans were chanting, sell the team early.
Wonderful. It's April 6th yesterday. Guys, today's the 7th.
Give it a minute.